Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
For Halloween last year, I had plans to go to a party with a bunch of friends. It was supposed to be a house party at a mutual friend's place. But just on the morning of Halloween, the plans fell through. I'd already slept in and woken up super late, having planned to stay up all night at the party. Without it happening, I guess I just had to hang around alone at home. I spent the day as I would any other, and eventually found myself on the couch for the evening. It was well past trick-or-treat hours, and although I wasn't sleepy, I was definitely tired, just from being bored all day. I grabbed a blanket and some snacks, then turned on an old horror movie to pass the time with. The way my living room was set up, my couch was along the wall with the TV in front. To the left was the kitchen, and to the right was the front windows of my house. I almost always kept the curtains closed for privacy, especially at night. But during the movie, several times I thought I'd seen something move between the gap in the curtains. I'd turn my head and look, and there was nothing, so I'd forget about it until it happened again. Finally, after the fifth or sixth time, I actually got up to look.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
I fully expected not to see anything. I pushed the curtains aside and looked out the window. Right away, I saw someone outside my house. Not right out by the window, like I thought whatever I'd been seeing was. This guy was out in the street in front of my house. He was an adult for sure, maybe in his 30s, but had a dark Halloween costume on. He was just walking around aimlessly, going up to the sidewalk, then turning back around and crossing the street. The way he was acting made it look like he was drunk. I mean, I would have bet good money this guy was walking home from a Halloween party, completely hammered. I looked down at my watch, noting it was 1 a.m. He didn't look like a danger or anything, though, and I didn't think he was what I'd been seeing moving around outside my window, because he was too far away. I closed the curtains and went back to the couch to continue the movie. The curtains, even when fully closed, still had a gap between them. But I didn't see any more movement. It actually made me more curious now that I'd looked out the window. Whatever I'd been seeing had stopped. However, just 10 minutes later, there was a knock at the door. I darted my eyes across the room and stared at the door for a moment. It had to be that drunk guy. I was almost sure of it. What the hell was he doing outside my front door? I didn't get up, hoping he'd just forget about it and leave. But then he knocked again. I went over just to verify it was him. I looked out and saw that same guy with the dark costume on. But something was different. He wasn't stumbling around or swaying or anything like that. The man stood still, almost motionless, just staring at the door. Even through the peephole, I could see his eyes were wide open and fixed on the door handle, waiting for me to open it. I started getting really creeped out. If he were drunk, How the hell was he standing perfectly still and not fumbling around? Especially if he were as drunk as he looked just 10 minutes ago. It made me think he might not be drunk at all and might have just been some lunatic, which was way more concerning. I was really debating calling the police, but just when I was starting to think about it, the man left my doorstep and walked away. He went down the sidewalk for as long as I could see and looked like he was done with whatever the hell he was doing. I left the door and sat back down. For the next few hours, I really had nothing else worth noting. I ended up having some wine, hoping it'd make me sleepy so I could just go to bed. I knew if I even tried to sleep, though, I'd just be sitting up awake in bed, staring at the ceiling, so it wasn't worth it. But as I was sitting on the couch scrolling on my phone, I suddenly heard a tapping noise. It was from the opposite end of the house. I got up, moving a bit closer and trying to figure out what it was and where exactly it was coming from. It sounded like dull tapping somewhere against the house. I moved into the hallway and then into the family room. My eyes moved through the room, following the sound to the far window. Then I saw it. The shadow of a man standing right behind the glass, tapping something against the window. It was too dark to see him clearly, or what he was holding. I just ran straight to the living room and called 911. Eerily, the man didn't stop. I could still hear the slow tapping against the window while I was on the phone. Once officers were on the way, I went back into the hallway and looked out at the window again, hoping to be able to identify if it was the same creepy guy from earlier. But he clearly saw me, because he stopped tapping, stood still for a moment, then walked away. The darkness was too much for me to make out anything, but I couldn't see how it would be anyone other than the man from before. Officers searched the area and took down notes of everything I told them. I gave a very clear description of the man that stopped by earlier. Unfortunately, they didn't find him. The only other tip came in 2 weeks later, where someone a couple streets down called the police for a very similar incident, seeing a strange man stalking their home and acting unnatural. Likely, it's the same person, but as far as what he was and possibly still is attempting to do, nobody knows.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better, and that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games that's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
I just can't help but wonder what would have happened had I answered the door to him. I'd gotten home from work at 9:30 this night and made a quick bowl of cereal for dinner, then went right to my room where my gaming setup was to stay up late and game with the boys. They all worked later shifts too, and I guess were running a bit late, so I sat there and finished my food, then started gaming without them while I waited for them to get online. In the middle of a game, my phone started ringing. I checked it, thinking it was one of my friends, but it was just some random number. I let it ring through, but just a few minutes later, my phone rang again, and it was the same number. I actually found this to be really weird, because usually scam calls don't call immediately, twice in a row. At least, not from the same number. I declined it, but as you could have guessed, they called back right away for a third time. figured there was no way this was a scam, and had to be a friend using a different phone or something. I picked it up, but didn't say anything at first, waiting for them to speak. But after a few seconds of silence, I said hello. Still, no one responded. I knew it wasn't a deadline, though, because I could hear wind in the background. Someone was definitely on the other end of the line. I hung up after 15 seconds, getting kind of creeped out. A few minutes later, my buddies got online, and of course, the first thing I asked them was who was messing with me. At first, they pretended like it was them, but they were clearly just joking around, because they actually had no idea what I was talking about. They agreed it did sort of seem like a prank call, but at the same time, what kind of prank is it just to call and not say anything? We left it unknown and just started gaming. Oddly, as soon as I was on call with my buddies, the calls stopped coming in. A couple hours went by, and I'd entirely forgotten it ever even happened. At 2 a.m., we finally decided to call it for the night. We hung up the call, and I stayed at my desk for a minute, when suddenly I felt my phone vibrate. I looked over and saw it was a text. Before even unlocking my phone, I saw the text was from the same number that was calling me, and that it was a picture. I opened my phone and clicked on the image. My stomach tightened, and I could feel the blood rush from my face. It was a picture of me gaming at the desk, taken from right behind me just moments ago. I spun around and looked. No one was there. The only slight relief I got was seeing the window right there and thinking that at least whatever the hell this picture was, it likely wasn't taken from someone inside my house. I hurried up to the window and looked outside. There wasn't anyone in sight. I made sure the window was locked, then closed the blinds. I went back to my desk, still feeling really unsettled as I stared at the picture still up on my phone. I knew how serious and insanely creepy this was. I saved the image and quickly sent it in the group chat with my friends, praying it was somehow one of them pranking me. But none of them even joked this time. They were all telling me to get out of there or call the cops. I felt my heart start pounding as I quietly opened my bedroom door and looked out into the rest of my home. It was real quiet. For some reason, I really wanted to check the rest of the house and make sure the whole place was secure before calling the police, just in case I was in immediate danger. But I barely even made it down the hallway before looking around the corner and seeing the front door. It was wide open. I don't know how, but somehow it was like I knew that someone was just around the corner from me, and I instantly sprinted back to my room and locked the door. Immediately, footsteps came from down the hallway.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever?
Coming crew.
Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
But he walked slowly, stepping right up to the other side of the door, and then knocked on it. I saw the door handle move. Then he knocked a few more times. He never spoke a word. I started a call with the police, but this whole thing didn't last more than 30 seconds. The man behind the door suddenly backed away, and I'm assuming just left the house. A few officers came by and did their investigation, but I didn't get the answers I hoped for. The number he called and texted with was a burner phone, didn't link to a name or anything, and I never actually saw the man or had even a single hint as to who it was or why any of it happened. Even now, I can't help but get paranoid sometimes, because what's stopping him from coming back and doing the same thing again, or something even worse? I'm 32 and live in a small home on the countryside. This night was pretty much going normally, up until just before bed. I had this day off and was home all day. I didn't notice anything unusual. Around 9 p.m., I went up to my bedroom and got ready for bed. I was on my phone watching YouTube while trying to fall asleep, when I started to hear something. I paused the video. Faintly, I could hear someone talking outside. At least two people, maybe more though. The way they were talking was like they were trying to be quiet, which made it all the more suspicious. And this was actually the first time I've ever had anyone trespass, at least that I know of. I mean, I lived pretty far from other houses, and there were no sidewalks or anything near my house, so anyone walking around this close had to know what they were doing. I sat up in bed and tried to listen to what the guys were saying, but it was still too faint, so I got up and went over to the window. As soon as I stepped up to it, all the voices suddenly stopped talking. A chill ran through my body, knowing this had to mean that whoever was out there could see me. But all I saw was darkness covering the entirety of my property. The thought of all their eyes staring up at me in the window was really unsettling. I quickly backed away. I really hoped this was all just an accident, like they somehow didn't know they happened to walk onto my property. But if that was the case, why didn't they leave when they saw my house? Why did it sound like the voices were walking up closer to the house? I waited a few minutes, then walked up to the window again. But again, I didn't see anything. I then went downstairs and up to basically every window, trying to see anything at all. It was the fear of not knowing what was going on, or where they were, that made it so unsettling. I think it was probably 30 minutes after initially hearing the men outside that I decided to risk opening the front door to get a better look and listen. I turned on the light, opened the door, and stepped onto the porch. After a few seconds, I stepped a bit further from the door. I didn't hear anything but the wind and the soft sound of crickets in the distance. And past the light, it was way too dark to make out any shapes of trees or anything. But as I stood out there, an overwhelming feeling came over me. My eyes started shifting all around, and I became very paranoid. It was like I could sense multiple eyes looking at me from somewhere. I quickly hurried back inside and locked the door. Probably just a gut feeling, but it felt like something was about to happen. I don't know what, but I didn't want to find out. Once I was inside and with all the doors locked, the feeling faded away, which made me think it really was just a feeling. I grabbed a glass of water and went back upstairs, letting myself calm down and relax before getting back in bed and trying to fall asleep. Took a while, but I did manage to. Had to have been asleep for a few hours, but I was woken up violently by a crashing sound from the hallway just outside my bedroom. I jumped out of bed, heart racing, sprinting up to the door and opening it. I looked into the hallway. There was shattered glass spread all over the floor. Someone had thrown a rock straight through the window that was on the back hallway wall. I genuinely couldn't believe it and stood in shock for several seconds as I processed what this meant. Then I heard the voices again, multiple, all yelling commands at each other, and in between their shouting were heavy slams against the front door. The weight of it shook the whole house. Among the heavy slams, more windows were getting shattered as I went back into the bedroom and locked myself in. I dialed 911. It was while I was still on the call that I heard the terrifying sound of the door crashing open and multiple people running into the house. Their footsteps ran through the bottom floor. I could even hear some of them laughing. The operator on the line said an officer was 5 minutes away, but knowing the group had already broken inside and could probably easily take down the bedroom door, I didn't feel safe waiting. I went up to the window and opened it. Because this place was a ranch home with sloped ceilings, this window gave access to the roof. Obviously, you weren't supposed to get onto the roof from there, as it was incredibly dangerous, but I felt like I didn't have a choice. I crawled out and onto the roof, then closed the window and moved further up to the top. A minute later, the men started banging on the bedroom door. A couple of them yelled to open up, some even using a jokingly friendly voice. It was sickening. Then, it only took a few hits before they bashed it open. Their footsteps scattered around below me. After looking for 30 seconds, I could hear them getting frustrated. They moved through the entire upper floor, probably double-checking every room. After that, I really don't know what was going on.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
They remained inside the house, though, until police sirens were coming up in the distance. Then the group ran back out of the house and straight into the darkness. I stayed on the roof until officers were inside and able to help me down. I still can't believe I got away from that. A whole group aggressively breaking into my home on the countryside in the middle of the night while I was alone. I can only imagine what they were trying to do. My home was basically trashed, but nothing was really missing, which unfortunately means they definitely were looking for me. I don't know if it was me specifically, or they just happened to choose my house just because, but I don't think I'll ever know.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better, and that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.